everyone, and welcome to episode number 26 of my podcast, Tiffany's Coffee Thoughts. I'm your host, Tiffany, and I'm having a lot of fun, actually. Like, I've just been loving this. Like, I've been having so much fun. Like, not only with, like, what I'm doing, but actually podcasting. It's super fun. And if you haven't started a podcast yet, you really should. I mean, yeah, people have been doing it in 2020, but now that it's 2021, I mean, it's okay to start one by yourself. I mean, I've had this one since, like, 2018, and it's 2021 right now, so if you've heard maybe the last two episodes, you're gonna know what this one's about, even though I didn't probably mention it in the title, but I'm just gonna keep mentioning it because I don't know what people are starting to get to these at, but I have found a website. It's on the Women's Health Magazine website. I will put the link in the show notes in case you want to follow along, and also for credit's sake. It is a whole list of 200 not boring questions to ask somebody to get to know them better. And I thought that would be a great idea because, I mean, I'm having a lot of fun. I mean, it's giving me some topics to talk about, and it's just, like, it's super fun, and I'm loving it. I'm sorry, I keep moving my hands around, and I hit everything. I'm sorry. So, you're probably gonna hear me, like, smack my computer or something. I don't know. But, the website, it's got, like, sections, and we've done the likes section. Like, it's like, oh, you can ask someone about their likes. Like, it's got, like, a paragraph under here, and it says, asking someone about their preferences helps you understand who they are as a person, says Rebecca Hendricks, a therapist in New York. The important thing here is to go deeper by asking follow-up questions. For example, if you find out that they like dogs, take it a bit deeper by asking them what they like most about their dog or their favorite breed, Hendricks explains. You know, so it's just, that's like the likes section. And plus, I mean, if you're talking to me, then you're going to have to go deeper with the conversation because I'm not one for small talk. Like, you actually have to, like, dig deep and explain yourself because I love that stuff. So my friend April will definitely tell you that. Like, I want to go deeper. Like, I will get you to explain deeper and deeper into what you mean. I think I've mentioned it, and it's definitely true. And now we're on the career section, which I thought would be a fun thing to do. You know, for this one, you know, get to know me about, like, you know, my career or my dream job, maybe. I mean, you might already know it if you've heard my past episodes, but yeah, I mean, it would be fun to talk more about it, you know what I mean? And the paragraph under the career section says, no matter how a person feels about his or her job, the fact is tons of people spend a lot of time and energy at work, which I just got back from mine. That's the thing that I added. To help you get to know someone better, facilitate a conversation where you are left knowing how they feel about their career, Hendricks says. Just prepare yourself to return the openness when they ask the same of you and your work life. Initial conversations set the tone for if the person wants to continue to get to know you. So be ready to answer some questions as well, Williams says. So that's just what it says there. I mean, I never really read that before. Yeah, before we get into the actual episode, you know the drill, guys. Let's hear from my sponsor. Roll to the clip. I mean, at this point, I need to have merch that says roll to the clip. Like, just like a mug that says roll to the clip. And believe me, if and when I get one, I will definitely tell you guys because I say it in like every single episode. Seriously, like every single one of them. So if you want that merch, give me a holla because I would love to do it. That'd be super fun. It'd be super, you know, cool, you know, and then people will be like, what does that mean? And then you would be like, well, I listened to this podcast called Tiffany's Coffee Thoughts, and before she rolls to her ad, she says that it's just like a staple in the show at this point. So let's get in with the questions. We are on number 41, and before they start, it says, try out these convo starters, which is pretty cute. So the first question says, what's your favorite thing about your current job? Well, if you do not know, which I mentioned it in past episodes, I mean, I mentioned it at least in the last one, that my current job is a school bus aide, which is not, it's a school bus aide for like kind of like a private thing. Like we take a Dodge Grand Caravan, but I pretty much watch the kids and make sure they're, you know, behaving because they are actually special needs kids. And I mean, I didn't pick this job. I just was kind of put into it because my mom actually drives for the company and I'm her aide. And if you heard the episode about depression, then you know I've worked with other people as well. So, but my favorite thing, when there's no kids in the van, we get to do whatever. I mean, at least for me, because I'm not the one driving, but I'll go on my phone, sometimes I'll nap, because, you know, I get sleepy. So. And we also get breaks in between, like, I'll come home and, like, I'll watch GMM if I didn't that morning, or if I have already, I would watch that more, and then I just go and watch something else, you know, so it's kind of, it's, I guess, kind of like a flexible job in a way, but not really. Number 42, what annoys you the most? Communication. Yep, communication. I don't want to get too much into detail in case certain people listen, but it's just, you gotta, bottom line, if you're an employer, communicate to your employees. That's all I gotta say. Number 43, what's the career highlight you're most proud of? Career highlight. I don't think I really have one. Yeah, I don't think I really have one. I mean, besides trying to control when I feel like I'm starting to have an anxiety attack, that's pretty much about it. But yeah. Number 44, do you think you'll stay in your current gig a while? Why or why not? Well, so far, it's kind of my only stream of income, but I'm trying to slowly work into getting my dream job, which if you don't know, I mean, before depression, it was to be a YouTuber, and now I feel like I just want to make content, you know, maybe sell some, like, artworks or something like that, you know, kind of go in, like, the content field. I mean, I'm already podcasting, so that's one piece of audio, or one piece of content. I don't know when I'm not going to be an aide, but, I mean, it's good. It brings in the money, and that's, I just wouldn't really go for it, to be honest. 45. What type of role do you want to take on after this one? Well, people keep telling me that I should be a driver for the company, and I'm like, no, thank you, because I do not like being social. You may not think that because I'm like here alone talking into a mic, and I know that people are going to hear this, like, definitely, like, they're definitely going to hear this, but I'm just like, you have to talk to the parents, you have to talk to people, and I'm like, I'm not about that life. Like, I mean, it stresses me out enough when we have a new run and it's like a new kid, you know, and I'm like, I gotta meet new people, and I'm like, oh my god. But then, I mean, if I know the kid, you know, it's not that bad after a while, but it's just, you got to be so social. And I mean, at least in aid, you're kind of in the shadows and you don't have to be that social. So what type of role do you want? Like, what kind of role do I want? I mean, I just want, like I said, I just want to create content. I mean, that's not based on my job now, but that's just what I want to do, is make content. 46. Are you more of a work to live or a live to work kind of person? I never really thought of this, really. Work to live or live to work. So, do I work to live, like, to get money? I mean, is that why we all work? Or live my life to work and kind of like get shiz done. I don't know. I just want to be happy and love my job and just love what I'm doing. So I guess, I don't know. I guess you can interpret that how you will, but yeah. Next question. Does your job make you feel happy and fulfilled? Why or why not? If I'm going to be honest, I'm not like completely fulfilled because like, I mean, I have to go out of my house. I got to be social and all that stuff. So, I mean, yeah, I at some points I can be in my own world, in my own head. At the same time, I do watch the kids, but our kids are good. So it's not like that bad. I mean, if I just didn't, I mean, I'm not trying to sound like a witch or anything. I'm just trying to explain like what I actually feel about this stuff, you know, happy and fulfilled. I mean, I guess in a way, because it brings in the money and that's how I'm able to afford all of the stuff that I have. But at the same time, I'm like, it's not what I want to be doing with my life, but it's just what I am doing. And, you know, I mean, you just have to start somewhere. I mean, I've been working with this company since the summer of 2016. So I mean, that first day, I remember back on that first day, I was a bit nervous. And when I saw what it was about, it's not really that bad. I mean, we get to play the radio and stuff. So it's kind of like loose, but not exactly. So it's a cool job, but it's not what I would go for. Number 48, how would your 10-year-old self react to what you do now? She would probably be, I mean, she didn't think that she would do podcasting because back in 2009, which is the year that I would have been 10, wanted to do YouTube. And yes, I do have a channel. I mean, I'm not getting paid for it, so I don't know if you would call that a YouTuber. I don't know what actually makes someone a YouTuber, but if she would have known that I would have been doing a podcast, I would have been doing all of this. I mean, back then there wasn't really much out really. I mean, that's kind of like where I guess blogs just started to pop up, and you know, I just would have never thought that I'd be doing this, and I'd be amazed. Like my 10-year-old self would just be like, wow, like I'm actually going to do that. Like, wow. But back in 2009, you know, there wasn't really much out anyway because it was like the early 2000s. And nowadays, like, technology just has come so far that you just wouldn't think that any of this stuff would be happening and would be a thing. So my 10-year-old self would be amazed and I guess proud, but just amazed. Mainly amazed. Yeah. Number 49. What do you remember most about your first job? Well, my first job was actually my current job because it's the first job that I ever, like, had, really. So, I don't have an answer because, I mean, I guess the driver that I was with before that I really liked, if you heard any past episodes about depression and stuff, I mentioned that I wanted to be with another driver, and when I got taken away, it kind of affected my mental health, but I guess that's probably the most, like, memorable thing about my job, really. Number 50, how old were you when you started working? Well, in 2016, I had been 17, because I'm one more than the year. That's how I know. Like, I don't actually remember. I just know that I'm one more than the year. 51, what's the worst job you ever had? I don't have an answer to that. If this was truth or drink, I'd be drinking right now. Even though I don't drink. Number 52. What originally got you interested in your current field of work? My current field of work is just like my mom worked for them for a while. And she just kind of told the boss like, hey, I have an aide. Here we go. And so there we go. So it's not like I was into it. But how I got, I mean, I might have an episode about how I was into YouTube, like how I found it and stuff like that. So if you haven't, I mean, I have a video that I can link in the show notes, which it might be a bit cringy because it's older, but it kind of explains everything. So if you watch it, don't be surprised at the cringiness, but you know what? It's just what I wanted to do at the time. So yeah. But what got me interested, I mean, I am technically getting paid to podcast. I mean, I put ads in my podcast. I shouldn't be hiding it at this point. But I actually explained in another episode, which, I mean, I probably am going to tell you now, but you should go and check that out anyway for more additional information. But I got into podcasting because I mean, long story short, I saw my mic sitting on my desk and I was like, how can I use that? And so I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm doing a podcast. So that's when that was born. So, number 53, have you ever had a side hustle or considered having one? Well, I guess I kind of have some side hustles. I have two Etsy shops that I'm debating. I have a website set up that I kind of want to have a shop on. It's on like a separate site. It's through Wix. And if you want to go and check it out, it's actually live, but I'm still trying to edit it and stuff like that. So, but if you want to go and check it out, it's called tiffanyscreativemind.com. And there it's just going to be like, I mean, there's definitely a shop part, but I'm going to see what all I want to put up there. On the main page, there's definitely some links to my YouTube channel with all of, with my like graphic stuff up there. So that's a thing that is there. So if you want to check that site out, be my guest. But I do have two Etsy shops. One is called Tiffany's Creative Mind. And on there, I have digital planning stuff, which is like planners and sheets and all stuff that you can use to digital plan. Because that's like a craze that I've recently just, well, I mean, I got into in like 2019. But I've been starting to, I'm trying to dive deeper into it. And I also have one called Wallpapers by Tiffany, which is just where I sell my wallpapers for like your phone, your tablet, you know. Just if you want to spice up your phone, your laptop, your iPad, your tablet, whatever, I sell wallpapers for that. So if you want to support me, go check them out. I'll link them in the show notes. So go and check them out. And in case you're like, what are show notes? It's the like description of the episode. So if you listen on like Spotify or wherever you listen, there should be underneath the title should be like just like text, which is the description. I put it in there. So whenever I say show notes, that's what I'm talking about down there. So go and check the show notes for the links that I mentioned if I remember to put them there. So maybe just keep this episode playing while you do that. So next question says, what's your favorite part of the workday? Coming home. I mean, my job is great. It brings in the money, but coming home is like peak time. Yes. Number 55. That just sounds nuts, but it's true. 55. What's the best career decision you've ever made? Agreeing to go. I guess that, I mean, that sounds so corny, but it's true. 56. What's the worst career decision you've ever made? I don't have an answer to that. 57. Do you consider yourself good at networking? As in digital stuff? Yes. Being on the internet? Yes. Socializing? Not a fan. Nope. If, like, I don't call people, I text people, like, I do not want to be social. But if you come to me and talk to me, I will talk to you back. I'm not that much of a witch. 58. What career advice would you give to your younger self? I'd be like, well, career advice. Go for your dreams. Do it. Just go for your dreams. You might get a job that you maybe might not want to be in, but do it because that's what's going to get you started on your journey of life. I'm probably not going to like it, but it's true. Number 59. Do you believe in having a 5-year plan? I don't think about that, but I know that I just want, I mean, I'm not putting a time on it, but I know I definitely like want to be doing content creation. Like that's kind of like my main goal, but I just don't have a time to it. So yeah. Number 60. How do you separate your work life from your home life? Well, currently, now that my job is kind of like not at home and not my dream job, it's kind of easy because like home, I do home things and in the van, I'm doing that work. So it's pretty easy. But when I actually start to get my dream job, it's probably going to be pretty hard, but I'm going to enjoy every second of it. Like I'm going to be able to stay home, you know, maybe sit in bed, edit videos, you know, just living the life. Yeah, I know there's more to YouTube than that, but yeah. So I guess we're gonna stop it here. If you haven't already, go check out the Facebook page for this podcast. It's facebook.com/Tiffany's Coffee Thoughts Podcast. And on there, I put updates, maybe some prompts or announcements or whatever you need to know should be up there. So go and have that page liked so that you get the updates and everything. You know, when you're scrolling through the feed and you're like, oh, she's not going to upload today. Thank you for telling me. Or, oh, she's going to. Or, oh, there's a prompt. Let's check it out, you know? Or if I mention in an episode that I'm going to give you guys, like, a link that in case your platform doesn't show the description, then I can put it up there and all that jazz to go and like it so that you get notified of all of that stuff. And you can also check out my YouTube channel, which is called Tiffany Luann. That is spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y. L-O-U-A-N-N. And on there, I'm starting to do more graphic stuff, kind of similar to Alice Thorpe. If you watch her, she's a graphic designer. She's amazing. So if you want to watch me design some stuff, I actually have 2 Pinterest series going. I got one where it's recreating Pinterest wallpapers, which is where I go on Pinterest and I find wallpapers and then I recreate them myself. So if you want to watch me do that, there's that series. I can link them in the show notes. I also have one that I find bullet journal spreads on Pinterest and I recreate those. So if you want to watch those two, the playlists will be linked in the description so that you can go and check them out. I also have a second podcast called Let's Be Honest. That's LEZ-BI Honest. And on there, I talk about LGBTQ+ matter. So if you're interested in that kind of combo, go check that podcast out. It's also hosted by me, so go check it out. And I also have one with my best friend April. It's called The Wife Life. It's out on all the platforms that you listen, so make sure that you go and do that. There's only one episode out, but we're trying to get more out. But if you want to hear the one that we have out now, go and listen when you're done with mine. Or maybe if you decide to then go to the LGBTQ one after this episode, then go to that one. So you have all the content from me, all you want. So you're welcome. So go and check it out. So yeah. And also I have a Facebook page for my channel. It's just facebook.com/Tiffany Luann on YouTube. It's all one word. And I think I should be done with this promo. I'm sorry. I have a lot that you guys should go and check out. And also go and check out that website that I mentioned, tiffanyscreativemind.com. I will have it linked in the show notes. So go check it, go to it so you don't miss it. I'm cringy. What now? But yeah, if you like my podcast, don't forget to subscribe to it or follow it. Whatever your platform does that lets you follow podcasts, do it. And also rate it and let me know what you think of it. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode and I will talk to you guys on the next one. Bye!